This is Harry Murray and Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We'll give you a podcast on some of the fishing that's going on right now. We're recording this on June the 21st of 2013. First, we'll talk about the mountain trout streams, then we'll talk about the larger stock streams, then we'll talk about the smallmouth bass. We're very fortunate this year in the mountain trout streams that the recent rains have held these streams up exceptionally well. Water temperature is now running 55 degrees, which according to my stream notes is much better than we normally have at this condition. These trout are feeding very actively now. We're doing real well on the Murray's Flying Beetle in about a size 14 and 16, the Spirit of Pitchford Mills in about a 16, the Mr. Rapidan Parachute Dry in a 16, and the Murray's Dry Professor in a 16. Those are the flies that are working well. Now, because of the ideal feeding conditions, many of these trout are holding along the sides of the incoming riffles to take advantage of this food, and also many of the biggest fish are going to be on the lip feeding stations in the lower part of these pools. So approach them carefully, use these flies. I've been staying with a 6X leader, and this fishing is unbelievably good for this time of the year. Now, on the larger stock stream, the tailwater stream, the spring creeks, these streams are also in good shape. Now, they're starting to get a little warm, so you're going to get your best action on these going in below the spring, such as we have on Big Stony Creek here west of Edinburgh, Passage Creek. The tailwater streams, such as the Jackson and those, are really doing well right now. Good flies on those streams are the... I'm doing real well on those with the Murray's Flying Beetle in a 14 and 16. Also using some of Ed Shank's crickets in a size 16 that are doing well. The hatches have thinned out pretty much on these streams, except the trichos are just getting started early in the morning now. So on those streams, when you see fish coming up to work on these trichos, taper on down to 7X and go with a size 22. I'm using a 22 trichome now on most of these, and go one-on-one with these fish. You don't have to go underwater unless you particularly want to, but on the deeply undercut banks below the riffles on the freestone streams, you can do well in there with a casual dress nymph and about a size 14, about a size 12 on the casual dress. And on the Pearl Marauder, fish these below the riffles and in the deeper pools. On the Pearl Marauder, I'd go to about a size, probably a size 10 on that. But fish these as deeply as you can and as slow as you can below the riffles. Now, let's look at the smallmouth action. This is unbelievable. A couple of days ago, my son Jeff caught a 5-pound smallmouth here on the North Fork of the Shenandoah River on a size 8 Ollie Marauder. That is an exceptionally nice smallmouth. And we have had fantastic fishing on what I call falling water. When these rains come in and pump the stream up and cause it to be discolored a little bit, and 2 or 3 inches of rain will put it up for a couple days, and then we get what I call the falling water. On that falling water, these fish have been feeding like crazy. We floated it this past Sunday after church, and it was just unbelievable. Admittedly, we fished in a rainstorm, and sometimes I think that really helps. Now, if you're going after the large bass underwater, like Jeff was on that Pearl Marauder, since there are some big fish, we're going with big flies. The Murray's Magnum Hogsucker in a 4, the Magnum Creek Chub in a 4, and Eggshanks White Streamer in a 4. Now, these are big flies. We're talking about big fish, so go to the Bright Butt Leader 9-foot 2X. Don't go out there with the Trout Leader. You'll bop yourself in the head, and you get a good strike. You're going to break him off on the strike. So swim these flies as deeply as you can along the stream bottom, just stripping them about 6 to 8 inches every 10 seconds. If you still have a lot of water in the river in some areas, go to a sink tip 3 line or a teeny 200. But fish those as deeply as you can and as slowly as you can. Now, the top water action is also getting good. The bugs that are working best for us on the top water are the Shenandoah Blue Popper in a 6, the Shenandoah Chartreuse Popper in a 4, and the Shenandoah Chartreuse Chugger in a 6. Fish these along the shaded banks. Make your cast so the bug falls as close back there against the bank as you can get it. fish it out in a slow strip pause strip action in which you move it about 10 inches about every 6 seconds or something like that. I fish them out about 15 feet, pick them up, and then cast them to a new spot about 5 to 10 feet further down the river. This is especially effective if you're floating the river, but I do the same thing when I'm wading the river if I can get that far off the bank. Now, this will give you an insight as to what's going on right now on these streams. We'll keep you upgraded as the conditions change and the season progresses. If you have any questions on any of this, call me at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.